In his email, Pastor Crocker was talking about the shepherds to whom angels appeared that night to announce the birth of Jesus Christ. And he wrote regarding the shepherds, as soon as the angels departed, the shepherds obediently rushed to see the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and sleeping in a manger. Faith isn't just knowing something. He was talking about the shepherds having that faith to do as they were told by the angels. Faith isn't just knowing something, but doing something about it. Not just knowing, but doing. The Lord speaks to us every day as we study His Word. Whenever God speaks to us, we must respond. And then, the last part in his email, Pastor Crocker mentioned, as we consider the coming of our Savior into the world and all that His coming means, I trust that each of us will determine to be like those shepherds. That is, that each of us will determine that in 2016, we will get into God's Word and not only learn what He says to us, but that we will obey Him completely. Completely. And this is the same desire that the Apostle Paul had for the church at Colossae. You know, for several afternoons, we have been studying the book of Colossians. And in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, we read that Paul prayerfully desired that his audience, the Colossians, might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. His will here will refer to God's will. God's will. And God's will is that term, that phrase, that is all-encompassing, which includes everything that God wants us to know, that God wants His children to know, and as mentioned in Pastor Crocker's email, not just to know, but to do and to accomplish in our life. Paul had ceased not to pray for the Colossian church, he said in verse 9, that the believers might be filled with the knowledge of God's will. And this goal remains as important today as it was then. It remains as important for Christians like you and I as it was for the Colossians. And I believe if Paul were to write to Heritage Baptist Church, he would have said the same thing. That his prayer is that we may be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And that is what we want to look at this evening as we are getting closer to stepping into 2016. And the desire is to know God and then to obey Him. To know God and to obey Him. All right? Be sure to let Pastor Crocker know that I use his email as a stepping stone. All right? So as to gain some points, alright? Let's have a word of prayer and then we'll continue. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this evening as we are gathered here and be ready to receive the new year. We pray, O Father, that as we look into these words from Paul to the Colossians, that we will be able to understand and to feel His great desire for the Colossians, so that we may likewise receive it from Him, from You, that we may be filled with the knowledge of Your will, so that we may know what You want us to do, and then we may do it in the new year to come. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So let us respond to the inspired words of Paul to be, first of all, filled with knowledge. Filled with knowledge. The word translated as knowledge, knowledge, has the idea of precise or accurate knowledge. It's not just knowledge per se. It's not just to know something, but to know it precisely, to know it accurately. And the object of such knowledge, as Paul mentioned Colossians chapter 1 verse 9, is God's will. God's will. In other words, Paul's intercessory and continuous prayer for the Colossians, and by implications for us, is that we might know precisely, not guess or agar-agar, No, not the one outside. Alright? To know precisely God's will. Moreover, Paul added that the knowledge of God's will is to be received in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So, understood as a whole, verse 9 means Paul was praying for the Colossians and for Christians today that they would precisely know God's will with complete wisdom and spiritual understanding. That is Paul's prayer. In his book, How to Know the Will of God by John MacArthur, he commented that people often say, I'm searching for God's will. Have you said that before? I have. I'm searching for God's will. And John, Pastor John, commented that the way these people say it seems to make people think that God is the kind of God that will hide His will in some secret places, and then He would delight when His children search high and low for His will. And that is why people are searching for God's will. But God's will is not hidden. It is revealed in the Bible. It is revealed in His Word. So, with wisdom, with all wisdom from the Holy Spirit who indwells every believer, God's will for each person can be known. You got it? If you are saved, you have the Holy Spirit in you, and one of the responsibility, one of the duty of the Holy Spirit is to illuminate God's word to you. So the Holy Spirit can give you wisdom so that you may know God's will. And if you have gone through the discipleship class, I'm not sure who wrote it, probably Pastor Moore. The discipleship class, lesson 7 is on the will of God. Lesson 7 on the will of God. And there are at least 5 items that as Christians we need to know with regards to the will of God. First of all, God's will is for man to be saved. No, not the whole universe to be saved, but for man to be saved. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. That is God's ideal will. And to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Secondly, God's will is for Christians to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 17 to 18. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, which is, and be not drunk with wine wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. That is God's will for all His children. Thirdly, God's will is for us to be thankful, as printed on our First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And next, God's will is for Christians to submit to authority. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 13 to 15. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye might put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Last but not all, God's will is for His children to be sanctified, to be set apart. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. As children of God, you and I would do ourselves a favor to know the will of God. And not just these 5. And I'm sure Pastor Crocker was not just referring to these 5. Right? Because the Bible is full of imperatives, commands. Right? And I've been told long ago that if you study carefully, if you study into the meaning of the way different apostles say it. You know, Paul did not say, if it be convenient, please present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God, which is your convenient service. No, Paul didn't say that. And many other verses are the same. They are commands. They are imperatives. That means we're supposed to do it. We're supposed to do it, and that is also fall under the category of God's will, not just these five. So as children of God, we do ourselves a favor to know what God wants us to do, as revealed in the Bible. And not just to know His will, but with spiritual understanding. Remember what Paul said? To know the will of God with wisdom and spiritual understanding. Wisdom is to know what God means. Knowledge comes from just reading the word. Reading. Wisdom will help you to appreciate it into your life, and spiritual understanding will help you to do it. So you need all three. You need knowledge, you need wisdom, and you need understanding. So with spiritual understanding, hopefully we will add on to do His will. So the first step is to know His will in this new year. Hopefully, you put that as your goal, to know God's will, to read His word, to know His will, and then to follow on with spiritual understanding to do His will. Knowing in the Bible must always lead to doing. Knowing must always lead to doing, and that is spiritual understanding. So, the precise knowledge of God's will, Paul wrote in verse 10, as we continue, was that the Colossians might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So there is a purpose for knowing the will of God in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and that is to walk worthy. Our understanding of God's will, as shown in His word, enables Christians to walk worthy of Him. Let me explain what it means by walking worthy. To walk worthy does not mean to have or show the qualities that deserve a specific action or a specified action. It is not like the way we usually use it. Are you worthy of this trophy? Yes, I completed 42 kilometers of running. I'm worthy of this t-shirt. You know, you've seen a lot of those t-shirts at the back. So are you worthy? No, this is not talking about that. Paul is not saying, for example, that the Colossians should demonstrate by their obedience to God how much they deserve to be loved and blessed by God. No. If that's the case, then everybody will be showing off. Everybody will be wearing t-shirts saying, I read the Bible through twice a year. I pray 5 times, 2 times more than Daniel every day. You know, everybody will be showing off, showing that I'm worthy. No, that's not the case. The fact is, no one is worthy. No one deserves or can earn the blessings of God. No. None. The more you try to show off, the worse you become. Alright? So we are saved by the grace of God, and it is also by His grace that we are enabled to live a life that is pleasing to God. And that is what the word translated as worthy here in verse 10 means. It has the sense of suitably or appropriately. In other words, Paul's prayer is that the Colossians might understand the will of God so as to walk appropriately before Him. That is what Paul is saying. To understand the will of God with wisdom and all spiritual understanding so as to walk appropriately before Him. To put it more specifically, Paul went on to explain what it means to walk worthy of the Lord. He says, to walk worthy of the Lord is to first of all to be all pleasing, all pleasing, which has the sense of being pleasing unto all. Now, that Paul is not saying please everybody. That's not what Paul means, right? Paul is not saying, telling the Colossians and all Christians to try to please everybody, and you won't be able to please everybody, right? Rather, it speaks of living a life, living a new life in Christ, which is agreeable, pleasant, and attractive to the people around you. It is the kind of life that is honest, just, and gracious, which indeed will be pleasing to others. Would you prefer this kind of people to be around you? Would you prefer this kind of people that will make you feel so pleased with them? I think so. On the contrary, a person who is untruthful, partial, and unkind would very well be unlikable to most people. So what Paul means here to be all pleasing is to live a life that is pleasing to people, to the people around you. And to walk worthy of the Lord entails also being fruitful in every good work. As Paul's desire is that the Colossians might bear fruits, might bear fruit in their Christian life as a result of knowing and doing the will of God. That's what Paul is saying. To know the will of God with wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that you may walk pleasing to everybody around you and also bear fruit in your life. And what does it mean to bear fruit? To see souls saved as you do the will of God to share the gospel with people around you. To see lives transformed as you do the will of God to teach, baptize, and add more to the church. To do the will of God by seeing more Christians doing the work of the ministry as you train others, as you equip others to serve. These are all fruits that can be born out of you doing the will of God. That is what Paul is saying. And these are the spiritual fruits born out of good works. Good works, and are definitely part of walking worthy of the Lord. In addition, Paul prayed that the Colossians might be increasing in the knowledge of God. That means Paul is saying the work is not done just by reading the Bible through once in 1 year and you're done. No. As you get to know the will of God with wisdom and spiritual understanding and do the will of God, you need to come back, you need to keep reading the Bible. You need to learn new things. You have to increase in the knowledge of God. And that is what Paul is praying here. He's praying that his audience might increase, might continue to grow in the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God, again, here refers to, do you remember? Precise or accurate knowledge, which is based on the Bible. No doubt, Paul's desire is that the Colossians and us all might grow and become more spiritual, become stronger spiritually. Again, I take from Lesson 7, The Will of God, which is quoted in the booklet, that a successful man is the man who discovers what God wants him to accomplish in his life and then does it. That is what a successful man is. And in these terms, Paul was a successful man. How do I know? Because he testified in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." You see, at the time of nearing his death, Paul had a clear conscience of his spiritual accomplishment. He knew that he had completed the course that God had given to him. He didn't drop out. He knew that he had guarded his faith. At no point did he lose or misplace his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew all that. Will we be able to face death with this same confidence? Or at the point of our death, we will be wondering, have I done my best? Have I completed the course? Have I kept the faith? Hopefully, we can be like Paul, with confidence to know that we know the will of God with wisdom and spiritual understanding, and also we have done the will of God. And put simply, the apostle knew exactly what God wanted him to do, and he did it. And he did it. Certainly, Paul knew what it means and takes to be filled with the knowledge of God's will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And that is why he prayed for the Colossians to experience the same. Hopefully, we can experience the same thing. Hopefully, we can be an answer to Paul's prayer in this new year. So what are your goals for this new year? What are your goals for this new year? Remember, the true measure of a man's success is not his social status. It's not his bank account. It's not his influence or fame. It is simply doing what God wants him to do. That would be a very successful man. Are you living a life that is pleasing unto all? Is your Christian life bearing fruits? Have you been growing in the Word? These are questions that we can ask ourselves. I'm sure that most of us, me inclusive, will not be able to give a positive yes answer. No, I don't think so. As we get ready to step into this new year of 2016, let us have the same prayer for ourselves and for one another. For one another. To be filled with the precise knowledge and obedient doing of good of God's will. Not just to know, but to do. Only then will we be able to live a life that is worthy of the Lord. Let us pray.